When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Kenneth Vigue. We're smack dab in the middle of our episodic The Sickle Man Is Here series that reveals far more about the dark secret of Appalachia than you've discovered so far. But before diving back into looming horror, we have a mini-sode penned by our own George Wolfe and Cody Hightower. In this story, we venture back to RBTS radio station and listen in on two new characters so many of you have expressed that you want to hear more of, Charles Bishop and the Night Wolf. When we last left them, these two rival DJs were jockeying for domination of the scheduling sweet spot. Hugo is caught in the middle, in this story titled, The DJ Dilemma.
That was another classic hit by the lovely Rhonda Rads, entitled I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. Up next, a hard-hitting track from the boys of Run OMG. Here's Straight Outta Charleston. Man, am I tired of this shit. Boss man is working me to the bone with all these double shifts. I keep this up, I'll be toes up in the grave before 40.
Can't hack it anymore, eh, Wolfie?
Damn it, don't sneak up on a guy like that. And it's Night Wolf to you, you drama class hack. How long you been standing there?
Long enough to know that you can't keep this up. Working like a mutated mongrel day in and day out? Aren't you tired? Longing to be able to sleep more than a few hours? Have a life outside of here? Meet a gorgeous girl? Or two, if you've got the moxie.
Sounds like a pipe dream. What's your angle, pretty boy?
No angle, friend. Merely pointing out to you, my t-shirt-stained cohort, that an opportunity awaits you.
Pump the brakes there. We ain't friends. Get to the point.
Righto, sport. You need a break, so Charles Bishop must answer the call. I'll astride that barely held together chair with collector's edition paint from the atomic shop and spin sweet nothings over the airwaves in your absence. You, my just shy of dry humping a coat rack guy, can get out there and chase a tail or two. Or if the mood arises, you load up that rifle and waste some bejeweled, bedazzled hordes of scorchified walking horrors. Or simply hit a local speakeasy for five-cap beer night. I hear Biv over there gets all sorts of long-legged legends. You could just be a yes away from a vamping with a vixen.
Hey, watch your mouth.
The point is, I will attend to the studio until you relieve your barely contained urges and vices.
And in return?
Nothing major, my almost out of the door angel. Just the daytime slot for the radio station.
Are you serious?
Serious as a case of radworms. So, what do you say?
I say you've been eating what you should have been smoking. The boss said nothing about no daytime scheduling lineup change. Trust me, I've tried. And even if he was, you wouldn't have first dibs. So get bent, my costumed colleague.
How dare you, you gadfly greaser!
Greaser? You prepubescent!
What in Helvetia is going on here? You're supposed to be running a radio station here.
I was, until he showed up spouting about a daytime position like he knows something.
Apologies, but it just kind of slipped out, justice.
Wait, so it's true?
Look, I was out in Grafton to meet a colleague of mine to get an update on the Overseer's movements. We were catching up when I mentioned to her about the radio station and creating a daytime position. Charles passed by and overheard. Once I was done there, I came straight here to tell you.
You was just passing by? Right. Sounds like some Stage 5 stalker to me. What were you doing all the way up there, Bishop?
You know, he's got a point. You kind of appeared out of nowhere. It's a bit annoying, if I'm being honest.
Like that time I found you hiding in the broom closet pretending you were in the lair of the Mistress of Mystery?
Or the other night when I was trying to brush my teeth and you dropped a smoke grenade while hiding in my bathtub. What were you doing in Grafton?
I was in pursuit of a crim... I heard. There was a Silver Shroud sighting, and as president of his fan club, I thought it pertinent that I check it out.
Sure, that makes sense.
What? Seriously, boss? You're going to buy that lame excuse from this cosplay whack job? I mean, looking for the Silver Shroud? What kind of loser?
Loser?
Oh, here we go.
Loser? Don't you dare speak an ill word against such a courageous, square-jawed, and extremely attractive hero of Appalachia.
Are you kidding me? Some guy creeps around in a trench coat and a silver scarf, and he's a hero? What's even up with that outfit? Looks like he's going streaking in the middle of winter. Must be straight from the loony bin. It's a kid's comic, a rag.
That's it. I can stand a lot, but I can't stand no more. It's fisticuffs with you, you red-faced rapscallion!
Oh, so you want to rumble, do ya? Let me show you how we do it in the streets. I'll shove that silver scarf right up
Enough.
Your...
I thought you two might act like this. Well, newsflash, I don't have time for this. The Overseer is still out there, and the back count is getting higher every day. Camp Winnow Grindalot is now open for some twisted reason. The fuse is lit, boys, and something is about to blow wide open. Meanwhile, my hope for saving the radio station is in the hands of two man-babies arguing over made-up comic book characters.
Actually, sir, he's not made...
Quiet!
Wait, what do you mean, save the radio station? You're keeping an awful lot of secrets, boss, and I've been faithful to this business for a long time. Start talking, you owe me that much.
Look, the radio station hasn't been bringing in the listeners like it used to. We only have 15 records in rotation, and honestly, I think people are more interested in dropping nukes on each other and collecting clothing with their friends. They have radios literally strapped to their wrists, but they can't be asked to turn them on. It's why I jumped at the chance to hire you, Charles. We need new ideas, new programs, something to get them to tune in and stay tuned in. This radio station could get them to tear up while killing that strangely resilient Scorch Beast Queen. Or fall over laughing around a campfire in the mire. We need to figure it out, and soon, or we're going under. The radio license is an automated system, and I can't hack around it. We hit below the minimum number of listeners, and that transmitter shuts down for good.
What about if we do advertisements? You know, posters and billboards. The unwashed and bedraggled wastelander hang those in their camps all the time.
Posters. Yeah. Yeah, nice, I like it. What else you got?
We could start doing more commercials on the air. The local stores are a ghost town, but I've seen these vending machines in nearby camps. We could partner with them.
I like where this is going, but we need something more substantial. Something to keep people listening for more than a few minutes. I got it. We'll put on radio plays.
Say what now?
At last, Charles Bishop can show you what he was born to do. Radio drama courses through my very veins. Planted there during those majestic evenings in front of the radio back in the vault with Father. Different stories, different voice actors, sound effects. This is going to be spectacular.
You sure about this, boss?
It's a risky move, but I know a guy who did a similar thing north of here, and it turned out great for him, so why not? In fact, here's what we're going to do. A radio station triathlon. The best commercial, the best ad revenue, and the best radio play concept. Whoever wins gets the daytime position.
A colleague competition, eh? I'm in.
Normally, I'd say no. But if winning means wiping the smirk off this guy's overly dramatic face, let's do it.
Well, that's good to hear. Listen, I gotta go. Another lead to follow up on. But to kick this off, we're gonna need more power and a boosted signal. That's your first ask. Good luck to you, boys. I'll be listening.
Wait, where do you want us to start?
Frankly, my boys, I don't give a damn. Work it out amongst yourselves. Oh, but a word of caution. Whatever you do, don't muddy the name or reputation of my family's radio station. Otherwise, you better hope the overseer finds you before I do. All right? Good.
Have fun realigning that signal, boys. I'll be back when I can.
What just happened?
Not sure, but no time to waste. All right, listeners, let's get ready for another hour long of your favorite music dedicated to all you survivors out there just trying to make your way in the world. Let's kick it off with a little alternative from that sizzling smooth album, Junkies Build. Yep, you know this one. Here's Simple Cram with I'm Addicted to Awesome Possum. All right. Have fun on the night shift. I'm out.
Wait, where are you going?
Overheard the boss talking on the phone the other day about using a radio receiver in Watoga to boost the station's signal. Figured I'd start there. You can stay here with your thumb up your ass. I'm getting to work.
Forced to work with such a dubious degenerate? You shall not win this. For by day, I shall rule the airwaves as Charming Charles Bishop. And then by night, I shall rule the streets as their protector, for I am the Silver!
Are you in there talking to yourself again? Hey, don't forget to lock up.
Wait, what? I don't even have a key. Wait for me!
You don't need to follow me. Last thing I need is some lost puppy tagging along.
I am not following you. I just happen to be walking in the same direction.
Right. Look, if you're heading in the same direction, you might as well lend a hand. I've located the receiver the boss was talking about. If we can realign it, we should be able to boost our signal at the radio station. According to the signal I picked up, it should be, there. See that building with the crash vertibird? That's our mark.
Color me impressed, Nightwolf. From whence did you glean this godlike understanding of radio technology?
What? My old man. He was in the military, the head of communications. Taught me everything I know. That's how I got into radio. He would have me listen in on his calls, hearing the fellow commanders shout orders, listening in on enemy chatter, the explosions and gunfire. I was just drawn into it.
I never looked at you as the military type.
Me? Nah. My old man loved it, though. I just like spending time with him around the radio, talking about life, girls, whatever. What about you? Where'd you pick up this weird act and a thirst for radio?
Ha-ha! Well, that is quite the tall tale. It all started with the Vault Boy standee incident. I had no idea you weren't supposed to...
Postpone that backstory, Bishop. We gotta go to the top of this building and deal with that Scorch Beast before he wrecks that receiver. You dig?
Right! Lead the way. My silver Tommy gun is loaded and ready to dish out my terrible justice.
Damn, someone locked this up tight.
Look there, my chain rattling chum. We could jump from rooftop to rooftop and cut over from the adjacent building.
You serious? Those buildings aren't exactly rubbing up against each other, you know. Last time I checked, neither one of us can fly, and I'm not carrying any power armor with a jetpack.
Nothing gets by you, pal, except maybe this.
What exactly is that?
It is a secret to many of the otherworldly powers the Silver Shroud possesses. Cutting-edge science, the genetically modified boost of juice we need to get us to the top of that tower lickety-split.
English, Charlie. English.
It's a mutation serum, specifically of the marsupial variety.
No. Pump the brakes there, bud. I got nothing against experimental drugs, but I ain't taking any and jumping off a roof.
I see. A demonstration is in order, perhaps?
Charlie, come on, buddy. We gotta get back to the station. I only got an hour-long playlist running. I don't want to have to carry you back because you're tripping balls. What the... Maybe I'm the one tripping.
Tripping you are not, pal. Behold the marsupial mutation of justice. Why stand still around your friends when you can yeet your way to the high heavens? Here. Drink! We must make haste to stop the foul beast from destroying that radio receiver.
Yeah, no thanks, pal. I'm just gonna shoot off the locks on the door. Should have done that in the first place. Damn it, something is blocking it from the other side.
Why don't we just...
Just give me a minute, okay?
Hold on 1 second, sport. My piercing stare of judgment detects perspiration upon your cranium. Do I detect a fear of altitude? Ha ha! The great night wolf of RBTS radio station is afraid of heights. Ha ha! Wait till the fellows of the fan club hear about this.
Hey, shut it, pretty boy. The night wolf ain't afraid of nothing. I just don't like the idea of ending up as a paper bag from that far up.
Time to conquer your fear, pal. That receiver isn't going to hold out much longer against this bat-winged bastard!
Ah, screw it. Look out, Gums. Here it comes.
Bravo, chap. Now jump up here. There's no time to waste.
All right. Here goes nothing. Nightwolf, away! Ah!
Oh, that must have hurt. Don't worry, same thing happened to me on my first try. Just lean in the direction you want to go before you jump. Try it again.
Whew, I made it. You know what? This is actually kind of fun.
Good show, Nightwolf. Now let's go get that radio receiver.
Ah, we made it. Man, that's harder than it looks.
Looks like someone needs to get with the AP picture, my chubby chum. Look! The Scorch Beast is gone. Let's get to the radio ray before he comes back. What are you... Is that a...
Yep, I'm Mr. Handy, half scale. Swiped it from the Robco Research Center a while back. It was due to be shipped to Helvetia and wouldn't shut up about Fastnacht. I had to swap out its memory core with another one I found in the studio. Ain't he the cutest thing?
How come I've never seen it before, then?
Never tried it out before, but here goes nothing.
Oh. don't mind us, miss. We absolutely did not assume your gender or identity. Smooth move there, sport. It seems to be a she instead of a he. I think you grabbed the forgotten core of a nanny bot, not a Mr. Handy.
Who are you two?
Easy there, miss. We're not here to hurt you.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Wolf, she's not a cowering canine. You are a robotic and fully ambulatory, many-armed servant to mankind. You're classified as a nannybot model, designed to offer care and nurturing support for your wards. This slack-jawed simpleton, and myself, are your precious protectorates. It's your role and function to offer us a helping hand without question, but with great empathy. Do you understand?
I think he's a bit slow, no?
Oh, most definitely.
How dare you talk to me like that, you rusty bucket of bolts? You are...
Easy, Bishop. She doesn't mean anything by it. These robots are all a little different. It's just their programming.
Programming my foot? She's certainly not like any of the nannybots I grew up with. They should have programmed some manners into her. And where is her charming and anachronistic French accent?
Well, for starters, Bishop, was it? Funny, you don't seem like the religious type. I am not a nannybot, but a Mrs. Handybot. Thank you very much. I'm not some submissive trollop designed to satisfy the male ego, among other things.
Mrs. Handy, huh? Well, that's wild. Never heard of one. What are you able to do, might I ask, ma'am?
Well, with manners like that, you certainly may. You could learn a thing or two from your friend here.
I'm not sure I like this gal, pal. Let's pull the plug.
Oh, don't fret, Bishop. I'm just poking a little fun. Now, to answer your question. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, handsome.
Nightwolf!
Ooh, how exotic. I bet you'd make a gal howl. Yes, well, Nightwolf, I can do anything those Mr. Handys can do. I just do it with twice the class and a bit of sass.
A bit?
Oh, don't look so wounded, Tiger. A good-looking fella like you, I'm sure, is strong enough to take a little lip from a lady now, aren't you?
Charles Bishop is no snowflake. I can take a little wild wordplay with the best of them.
Grand! Now, what exactly is it that I can help you gentlemen with?
Mrs. Andy? Can you realign the receiver to our radio station to boost the signal?
Does a sheep squatch have quills? Of course I can, darling. Just punch those coordinates into my mainframe. Seems the receiver is operational. Go ahead and input your coordinates. Got it. Realigning receiver for RBTS radio station. Now I just need the magic word before I can continue.
Damn! I didn't know there was gonna be a password.
She said magic word, not a password.
Well, look at that. He's not just a pretty face. Brains too. Quite the catch, aren't we, Bishop?
Oh, I get it. Mrs. Handy... Would you put...
Now, hold on there, sailor. I appreciate you trying, but I want to hear it from him.
Me? Well, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to play your little...
Charles, come on, man. We don't have time for this. Just do it.
Oh, all right. Never in my life have I been treated in such a manner. Mrs. Handy, would you please start the realignment?
Music to my ears. Well, of course I will, sugar. Now stand back and watch how a lady gets things done. Looks like an overgrown bat is about to crash our party, boys. Do
All right, Bishop. Let's see if you're worth your salt.
Nothing to worry about, pal. I, Charles Bishop, shall protect this rooftop from any flying foe that dares molest our endeavor. They shall regret their transgression, and I shall be their swift justice.
I swear, that guy spends too much time in his fan club. He's even starting to sound like the Silver Shroud.
I guess we all need a hobby, right?
Eat the lead of justice, you flapping freak!
Top of the world? Is someone broadcasting from there?
Looks like it. And an AI at that. A coding not that different from mine.
How much time until the realignment is complete?
Oh, I'd say another 5 minutes, as long as Dracula plays nice.
Well, I doubt that. We'll take care of him. Bishop, think we can hold this thing off for another 5 minutes?
Can do, pal. Consider it... Ah! Nice try, you scatterbrained scorch beast. 'Tis but a scratch. Nothing I can't handle.
Bishop, hang on! This is handy. Are you gonna be all right?
Oh, I'll be just fine, dear. Now run along and help your friend.
Bishop! You dead?
Just a scratch, old boy. Nothing I can't handle.
You got some balls, Bishop, but save the heroics for your fan club. Let's send this overgrown rodent back to the hole it crawled out of.
Indeed! Ah, I've seen more fight from a herd of mole rats!
Come on, is that all you got? Hey, Mrs. H, how we doing over there?
Oh, we'll be done in time for dinner. Just a little bit longer.
Yeah, we got it on the run.
Not likely, pal. Look, it's coming back around.
This isn't looking good. I'm almost out of ammo. What about you?
Only got a couple of rounds left, but I got a plan.
That's your plan? It's crazy! It's suicide! I like it. How are we gonna KO this thing, though?
With these.
Whoa! A Deathclaw gauntlet and a power fist? Now we're talking.
Alright, we hide, wait for it to land, and then ambush the beast.
You know, it might be the leftover serum talking, but Charlie boy, you ain't half bad.
Right back at you, pal. The thrilling adventures of the Silver Shroud and the Night Wolf! Heads up! Here it comes!
Well, whatever you boys are going to do, I suggest you do it quickly before this thing messes up my make... Oh, I just found my nose.
Ready? Now!
Let's get some!
I've been telling you to need to do that all week, sport. Have at thee!
It's still alive?
Impossible! It should have... Wait, what is it doing?
What is this stuff? It burns!
Oh, the smell! It must be some type of acid. Mrs. Handy, did you complete the realignment?
That's Big 10-4 there, Charlie. We are connected to the radio station. Odd, though, there's no music. Just static.
Shit! The playlist is over! We better beat feet back to the station before the boss catches wind of it.
Right! Come on, Mrs. Handy. We've got to go!
Well, as much as I would love the escort from you fine gentlemen, I think I'm going to set out on my own from here.
Wait, what? But you...
Oh, don't you fret over me, Charlie. I'm a big girl. I can take care of myself.
Let her go, Bishop. She'll be fine. See you around, Mrs. H.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Keep it high inside, boys. Toodles.
Never in all my life.
Quit gawking. We gotta go.
Mm-hmm. offer comfortable and ample accommodations, while our original and fully renovated main lodge will be your hub for well-balanced meals and community.
For just 500 caps for 2 weeks, we invite you to join us for another summer of good, clean fun at Camp Wanna Grind a Lot.
Everywhere we go,
everywhere we go,
people wanna know.
You're late. Boss, we went out to...
What is the number one rule of radio? The rule no one, not even an amateur, breaks. No fucking dead air. That's what we've had for an hour now. No excuses, Nightwolf. We're trying to run a business here, and I'm not in the mood for games.
Now look here, our blood-boiling boss. It's not entirely his fault, sir. We were seized upon by a scorch beast while we were...
Oh, what's this? The new blood defending his rival? Interesting. Since when did you two become such good friends?
Friends? We ain't friends.
I concur. We simply have a similar interest in the success of the radio station. A need arose for us to work together for the good of the business, and we did.
What do you say?
I see. So let me get this straight. You're not friends.
You serious, boss? I'd rather sit on a punji board.
So you only work together for the common good of the station. Still rivals.
More like frenemies. I wouldn't befriend such a degenerate who doesn't even press his trousers.
Who you calling a degenerate, you short dick of justice?
All right, knock it off, you two. You left the radio station unmanned. But, despite that, you did good.
Wait, what?
Not to mention, we now have reception in the Cranberry Bog, thanks to you two.
So we're not in trouble?
Quite the contrary. I'm giving you two the rest of the day off. I'll man the station.
Hey, boss, how did you know that we were...
What's with all the questions? I'm the investigative reporter here, remember? Now get out of my sight before I change my mind.
Shoot, you don't have to tell me twice. Come on, Bishop. I'll buy you a beer.
Truth be told, I'm more of a drinking wine out of a glass the size of a waistband man myself.
Well, you're drinking beer, because I'm buying.
Hey, fellas, one more thing before you go. Go take a shower in a creek or something. You smell like scorch beast piss.
Huh? Bishop, you said it was acid.
What I said was...
I need a drink. Now, where did I put that vodka bottle?
I'm your host, Maverick Stone.
It's me, Gingerino42.
I'm Romer.
Hey, this is Sassy Lady.
And I'm Jaxus. And we are the Fallout Roundtable. Join us as we explore various topics from the Fallout universe brought from multiple perspectives. We can be found on your favorite podcatchers from Spotify to iTunes. Or follow us on Twitter at FalloutRTB or our email, FalloutRTB@gmail.com. Be sure to rate, follow, and subscribe. Thank you.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.